You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The U.S. Surgeon General issued a warning last week about the potential harms of social media for kids and adolescents. It's a topic the American Psychological Association has also been taking a closer look at. The organization recently released a set of recommendations based on the growing body of research into how social media is affecting young people. Dr. Mitch Prinstein is chief science officer at the American Psychological Association.
At some point, we realized if you're not asking about their online experiences, you're not really capturing their peer experiences anymore. I mean, the vast majority of kids are spending the vast majority of their time interacting with peers mediated by technology now.
How does development affect social media use? And how does social media use affect development?
You know, young kids, 10, 11, 12, I mean, they are especially susceptible to not knowing what's real, what's not, making those overgeneralization errors, really striving to find an identity. But also, their brains in particular are not fully matured. And the brain doesn't develop all at once. It's actually region by region. So one of the first regions that develops at puberty is the part that makes us really crave social feedback. But the last area to develop is where we have our self-control or our ability to stop our impulses. So you've got this interesting period from about 10 to 25 when kids are so striving and yearning for likes and feedback, and the artificial intelligence it's kind of unfair. It really capitalizes on these not fully developed brains to seek that now 24/7. And it's not until we're adults that we find ourselves able to shut it down or, you know, go to sleep or go back to work. That's probably a big way that development is changing how people use social media.
There have been some positive effects noted too. Can you tell me about some of those?
Particularly for those from underrepresented groups or identities that are not shared with many of their offline peers or their family members, social media seems to be providing a really essential source of social support or health information that not only is helpful to kids, but we're actually seeing that among those experiencing mental health difficulties already, it might be protecting them from pretty severe negative outcomes like suicide attempts. We're also seeing that young kids' engagement on social media is leading to civic activism in a way that we just couldn't do before social media. And finally, we're seeing that kids seem to have more diversity in their friendships online than they do offline. And of course, that's a great thing too.
Dr. Mitch Prinstein at the American Psychological Association. Daniel Shin produced this episode. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.